Do you think you could teach me what taboos I should avoid?
To do so would take decades.
The Black Fairy sighed.
I doubt you have the time. Furthermore, I have a poor reputation as a teacher, and my patience is far too finite.
I see. Well, do you know of anyone nearby who might be able to help me?
There are many who might, but I dare say few who would.
Noble Fae paused to think.
Although, there are two Fae who are more comfortable with your species. You may search for them if that is what you want.
Who do you mean?
One is the recently entombed ignoble prince, buried by his enemies for his heritage as well as his agenda. If I recall correctly, he was sealed within one of the ruins nearby. The other is the imp, a lesser beast of a fae that dwells in these woods. Such a creature is dangerous to deal with, but not more dangerous than neglecting the queen's invitation.
Thank you. Oh, on that subject, may I ask with whom I am speaking, sir?
If you are looking for my name, you will not receive it. I never could understand the brutish tendency of you mortals who refer to each other by appellations of birth. True names are but curses, weaknesses branded upon us by our progenitors.
The Black Fairy gripped his cane more tightly. I could hear it straining not to fall apart.
Remember this, mortal, for however long you manage to survive. Titles are all that matter. To give your name to a fae is to grant access to your soul, and thus relinquish control over your very being.
Understood. I nodded. May I know your title, then, if that is polite to ask?
I am the Noble Prince of Shades.
The Prince of Shades introduced himself with an idle flourish.
Do you feel honored, mortal? Few of your kind have ever been on speaking terms with the Sovereign of Shadow.
You're a sovereign?
I am.
Forgive me, my lord. I knelt. I didn't know.
I will forgive you your slight. Stand. Ask your last questions.
Thank you. I stood. What is this place? You called it the border, didn't you?
Yes.
The Prince of Shades gestured around with his cane in a bored way.
This is the Pact of Sovereigns, the border between worlds. It maintains the peace.
What peace is that, my lord?
That of the Fae, of course. What other peace matters?
The prince tapped his cane, his tone irritated.
It is a pity. I had always enjoyed the conflict, but I suppose some could not stomach the beautiful brutality of it all. Thus the pact was formed. The deathless war came to an end, and we Fae could harm one another no longer.
Sounds rather important.
It is. You should not be here.
The prince suddenly loomed over me.
On that note, I think it time our conversation ended. Leave this place, mortal, and dare not return, lest you tempt me to steal your death from the old lady. Trust that I will not hesitate to do so.
My heart beating quickly, I forced a smile, bowing. Thank you for your assistance, my lord. The Prince of Shades merely pointed back the way I came. I followed his direction, quickly leaving the clearing. I returned to the main road. The fairy fence still blocked the way forward, of course. I felt thoroughly miserable at that point. Things seemed truly hopeless, but then... a laugh. I looked around, but I couldn't find the source.
How interesting. A mortal in the forest. Poor silly little monkey. You must be looking for a way to the fence.
I am. I slowly nodded. Still searching for my unknown conversation partner. Who's there?
He saved a great order that I'm her.
The amused voice quietly echoed in the darkness.
And the light passed through the barrier is what you want, is it not? Have no fear, for I can let you through.
You can. I felt a small glimmer of hope. I'd very much appreciate that.
Of course I can't. I'm the queen, the old lady herself. Yeah, I can pull in the fence when he's nowhere strenuous and brave, no one such as me. Price is simply a favor, as well as your name. A fair bargain, to be sure. Why, I doubt the wicked self would give you one better. What do you say?